Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there had been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora, and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 21st, 2014. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room feeding the giant mutant hamster that runs in the little wire wheel that powers all of our electronics, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes. Next week, we're going to have Ben Swan on Wednesday, that's a week from tomorrow, talking about jury nullification. On Thursday, we will have Dr. Gregory Smith. He's producer of the documentary American Addict about the heavy over-prescription medication of the American people. We're going to be talking about that and just how dangerous that is. Claire, of course, joining us every Friday in our third hour. There's a lot of stuff going on today, and it just seems like things are careening out of control in the world. Starting off right here at the top, there's an article we linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Four questionable claims Obama has made on NSA surveillance. Basically, we're dealing with the global reaction to Obama's speech last Friday, in which he sought to make it sound like the patriotic thing to do is to go on letting the government peek into our private lives, that they were going to take steps to make sure our privacy was protected. Well, the instant they peek into our lives, our privacy is gone. That's just it. And all of this is a violation of the Fourth, Fifth, and Tenth Amendments. The government is acting illegally, and there isn't anything Obama can say that's going to change that. This is an illegal, illegitimate regime trying to convince you that this is all okay and all necessary, and we've got to do this to stop crime and terrorism. And again, NSA isn't finding real criminals or terrorists. They're watching you, the law-abiding American citizen, who up until recently has believed they had no need to guard their privacy because the government was playing by the rules, and now we know they aren't. So people are looking at Obama's speech, and they're flat out pointing out where he has lied once again to the American people and the people of the world. And as a result, of course, we're seeing articles like this one over at peoplepress.org. Obama's NSA speech has little impact on the skeptical public. And if anything, there's an article we're seeing out of Washington's blog saying, if anything, American distrust for the government went up because of that speech, because we know we're being lied to. The government's credibility is at zero. Would be worse if they had negative numbers on the scale. And they're still trying to say, yes, it's a violation of the Constitution, and yes, it's illegal, and yes, it's really, we're not treating you with any respect to spy on your law-abiding activities, but it's necessary to fight terrorism. I know how to stop terrorism. Stop it cold in its track. Two-step process. Step one, stop screwing around with other people's countries. Step two, stop paying the actors to play at being terrorists to justify screwing around with other people's countries. You do those two things, the terrorism problem goes away. And as an indicator of just how desperate Obama is right now, He's back to playing the race card to defend his policies against criticism, saying, oh, the American people really dislike me because they don't like the idea of a black man occupying the Oval Office. Really? Who voted you into that job in the first place? You can't sit up there and say that Americans hate a black president when the American people, at least in theory, voted you in. You know where the propaganda coming out of the government has failed? It's lost any sense of cohesive narrative. They're just focus grouping ideas and throwing them out. Let's try this. Let's try that. Serious chemical weapons. No, that didn't work. Syria's oppressing their people. That's not working. Let's. And because of that, and because the American people are seeing all these obviously contradictory statements coming out, we realize it's all lies and propaganda. For propaganda to work, it has to present a cohesive whole illusion that makes sense. Even if it's all lies and propaganda, people who are looking at the propaganda, it has to make sense. It has to be internally self-consistent. And the U.S. propaganda has lost that. Judge Andrew Napolitano was saying basically Obama's speech was all smoke and mirrors. There are no real substantive changes to the NSA practices. As I mentioned last Friday, what Obama actually said was, we're going to still listen to what you're doing. We'll just change which ear we're using. Now, Dianne Feinstein is out there still trying to defend the spying on the American people, saying the whole purpose of this program is to provide instantaneous information to be able to disrupt any plot that may be taking place. NSA can't do that. There's no instantaneous analysis possible with that volume of data coming in, and as we have demonstrated repeatedly with our five NSA challenges, anybody actually engaged in a plot of any kind can keep that away from the NSA. Using strong encryption, using steganography, the NSA is not going to be able to decode your message if they don't realize there's a message there to begin with. And in this day and age of the internet, really large, beautiful images, 2,000 pixels across, 1,800 down, are common. And with an image like that, you can hide a lot of sophisticated information. Now, the latest polls are showing that the majority of Americans do not approve of NSA spying on all law-abiding Americans. We ran a poll like that at our website, over 90%. Said, no, we don't approve of this. There's no reason for it. We are not committing crimes. We're not suspected of committing crimes. And under the Fourth Amendment, absent probable cause and suspicion, you are not allowed to peek into our lives. Which reminds me, I posted something to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's a Firefox plugin. I hope there are ones available for other browsers as well. It's called Track Me Not. And it's really a very clever little gizmo. And what it does, it sits on Firefox, and every so often, it executes a totally random search string to your favorite search engine. And it works from a list of words that it has in its little applications data folder, which you can edit and put in a bunch more words. And the idea being, if everybody is using this, then they can't find anything out about you based on your web search strings. They can't assume anything, because for every one legitimate search you're doing for peppermint-flavored anthrax, there are 20, 30, 40 other search strings going out, basically hitting all the buzzwords in the Department of Homeland Security's keywords list. And if everybody's using these plugins, or the majority of people are using these plugins, then the data being collected by the NSA scanners and marketing company scanners is completely, totally useless. Because they don't know what is a real search versus what is one of these automatically generated random searches. So that's probably a good thing for you to put into your browser here. Now, let's get over to the situation with Syria, because there are new developments. Ban Ki-moon had invited Iran to join Geneva II. And at that point, the United States put pressure on Ban Ki-moon, and the Syrian opposition threatened to simply not show up. And with the Geneva II conference ostensibly about resolving the differences between the Syrian government and the opposition, meaning this transitional government the U.S. has created out of thin air, the whole purpose of the Geneva II would be gone. So Ban Ki-moon rescinded his invitation to Iran. Iran is not coming to Geneva II. The opposition will show up. Russia is very upset about this. Iran is already saying Geneva 2 will accomplish nothing because it is the stated position of the United States based on John Kerry's press conference last week that the United States wants Assad out and their puppet transitional government in, which even if the U.S. succeeds is a failed policy because those hired mercenaries in Syria think they're going to be the new government and they are going to be attacking the transitional government even more ferociously than they've been attacking Assad. I don't know who thinks these things up, but they're not thinking them all the way through to the end. Maybe they're all on SSRIs. We'll be back after these commercials.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Geneva 2 conference about to start tomorrow. And it's basically a one-sided group with the exception of Russia. Everybody who is in there is on board with the U.S. agenda of getting Assad out of Syria and putting in a brand new government under the control of the West, favorable to Western corporate interests, favorable to Israel. And it will not work because those hired mercenaries that have been in Syria for the last 3 years think they're supposed to be the new government. And as soon as the U.S. manufactured transitional government moves into the Capitol and paints their name on the doors, there are going to be bullets flying through those doors. And these hired mercenaries, infuriated at the betrayal, are going to be an even bigger problem for the transitional government than they were for Assad. We've been seeing this flow of Syrian people away from the hired mercenaries back to Assad. We could see that reverse with a new transitional government in there that none of the Syrian people voted for. They may all rush back and join the hired mercenaries, and they're going to have a real revolution on their hands. Just like what's going on in Iraq, where the Iraqi people are getting ready to kick out the U.S. puppet regime. Same thing we're seeing in Libya. So the Syria talks are saved, but it doesn't look like anything's going to be accomplished because Assad is not going to stand down, no matter how many people in Geneva II say, oh yeah, you got to go, you got to go. Meanwhile, they're making a really big deal out of the fact that Iran has sent two warships to the Atlantic Ocean for a three-month training cruise to train their navies up. Oh, Iran is out there sending ships to the Atlantic. Well, it's not like the United States doesn't have an Atlantic fleet, or Britain or France or Spain or Italy don't have their ships out in the Atlantic. But they're trying to spin this story that somehow this represents an aggressive new stance by Iran. And if you look at the ships they actually sent out there, they're basically of a caliber to protect the shipping lanes against piracy, but they're not a force that's going to threaten the United States or anybody else. Now, getting back to the situation with Syria, we're seeing more articles come out basically underscoring the fact that last August, following that chemical weapons attack in Syria on August 21st, more and more evidence continues to surface that it was not Bashar al-Assad behind that attack, which we already knew because it didn't make any sense. Look for what should be there and isn't to determine if you're being told the truth. And what was not there in the official story coming from Obama and Kerry was a motive, a reason for Assad to do something as incredibly stupid as use a banned chemical weapon on his own Alawite supporters virtually in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the day they arrived. And it boggles the mind that Obama and Kerry actually thought you were all dumb enough not to see through that. But apparently, we're seeing more of these reports coming out where, first of all, the UN chemical weapons inspectors, first of all, backed off and said, well, we didn't actually find sarin at that location. That was the big deal. It had to be Assad. He used sarin, and the rebels don't have sarin, which we know they do. The hired mercenaries have sarin. Now the UN has even backed off and said, actually, it looks to us like it did come from the rebels. And the spin is, oh, it was flawed technical intelligence. The U.S. government relied on flawed intelligence. No, they didn't. They lied. This was a lie told to you by the United States government to justify another invasion of another oil-rich nation. This lie was just as deliberate and premeditated with malice aforethought as the one about Saddam Hussein having nuclear weapons. And we knew it was a lie, and they knew it was a lie, because the one thing they didn't have was a reason for Assad to do something that stupid. And our government is still living in the fantasy world from the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, where they could tell you any nonsense at all, the corporate media would repeat it to you, and you would just believe it and throw your children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Apparently, that MIT professor who came out and said the remains of the rocket recovered by the UN chemical weapons inspectors itself proves it couldn't have been fired from areas held by the government. It just didn't have the range. And even in that story in Russia Today, they're talking about flawed intelligence. It wasn't a flawed intelligence. It was an outright deliberate lie by a government that doesn't know how to run the country by telling the truth any longer. By the way, somebody sent me an interesting little reference. 10 U.S. Code, Section 1060, Military Service of Retired Members with Newly Democratic Nations Consent of Congress. There's been a big, huge debate about the revelation that retired Major General Paul E. Velali is leading the hired mercenaries in Syria. According to this law, it is illegal for him to do that unless Congress has granted its consent. So unless they arrest this guy and bring him home and, you can't court-martial him because he's retired, but you ought to throw him in jail, because if he's over there in Syria trying to influence that situation where the U.S. is heavily involved, right there, that's a violation of the Boland Act. And we need to find out if this guy was sent there with the sanction of the U.S. government. It absolutely underscores that this whole civil war in Syria was manufactured by the United States as a covert attempt at overthrow of Assad's government. And it's been going on for 3 years. They can't pull it off. And that's why they're doing this whole Geneva II, where Iran's not allowed to show up. And Kerry is going in with their starting position is Assad must go. We're not going to talk about anything else. Now, Bruce Campbell from AmericanDefenseParty.com, fellow activist, is saying this new Senate sanctions bill, which has now reached 60 U.S. senators, is clearly a prelude to war with Iran and is intended to derail the P5 plus 1 deal, get around it by imposing more sanctions, even as the rest of the P5 plus 1 are reducing sanctions, even as U.N. inspectors are in Iran supervising the shutdown of these centrifuge cascades. We have a United States Senate that is supposed to be working for the interests of the American people out there blatantly kowtowing to Israel. In fact, it almost feels like there's a contest between the United States Senate and Stephen Harper over who can kiss Israel's butt hardest. They want that Olympic gold medal. Right now it looks like Harper's going to get the gold and the Senate's going to have to settle for the silver. But for Americans and Canadians, it's bad either way. Now, another three rockets got fired into Israel, as usual, right into wide-open dirt that hit absolutely nothing, which prompted Netanyahu to announce they're going to teach Hamas a lesson very, very soon. And we've seen this pattern before. Agent provocateurs fire a harmless rocket into Israel. It hits nothing, justifies Israel coming in with massive bombing campaigns. Now, a little bit of good news coming out of Israel. The boycott and divestment movement is working, and Israeli business leaders who are operating factories in the illegal settlements are now approaching Netanyahu. He's got to do something about this. And of course, Netanyahu is sicking Abe Foxman on everybody, saying boycott, it's anti-Semitism, they just hate the Jewish people, Hitler, Nazi, Holocaust. So the boycott is working, and you need to keep it up. Don't buy anything from Israel, especially from those illegal settlements in Palestine. And remember, boycotting is a peaceful form of protest that is protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as I mentioned in the last segment, actually, before I get into that, I'm going to go ahead and take a phone call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, there was an article in the paper on Monday coming out of Washington. It said, Snowden working for Russia? Big question mark. So they've started their propaganda campaign to change the status of how people look at him as a whistleblower and turn him into a villain, sabotaging the military and to cast him out as an evil villain. And if anybody wants to look at that, it's, like I said, it's in the Washington Times, came out of Washington Times, Snowden working for Russia, question mark. They've offered no evidence, it said here, offered no evidence to support those claims, but they suggest that he was working with Moscow the whole time.
Yeah, well, this we did comment on this yesterday on the website. This is very clearly an attempt to kill the messenger and shift the blame. They don't want Americans thinking about the fact that the reason we are in this scandal is because the NSA and the U.S. government decided they were just going to wander off the constitutional reservation and spy on law-abiding American citizens. They are in violation of the 4th, 5th, and 10th Amendments, probably a few others as well. I need to go through the list and look at that again. So they're trying to basically play that old Cold War thing. It's the Russians, it's the commies. But you know something? We have a generation of Americans who weren't raised with that brainwashing to hate the Russians and hate the commies, and this isn't going to work. Because yeah, we recognize...
Nothing more than a, this is nothing more than a Karl Rove plan to discredit him now.
Well, it's also to put, you know, it's a Russian plot, and therefore we're all supposed to go hate the Russians and forget all about the fact that it is the actions of the U.S. government that put itself in this mess.
That's correct.
And,
Your Honor.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome here. Now, as I mentioned in the last segment of the show, we seem to have, the Olympics have already started. And in the event of Israel butt-smooching, the top two contenders are the United States Senate and Canada's Stephen Harper, who has gone so totally overboard in groveling before Tel Aviv that even Canadian papers are starting to call him the Prime Minister of Israel. He's returned to Israel after 9 years in absence in Canada here. Now, Canada's government is threatening the Palestinians if they take Israel to the International Criminal Court over the various war crimes that are being perpetrated by Israel against the Palestinian people. Harper is dangling $66 million Canadian dollars as bait. And again, Israel, I guess, has decided the U.S. is of no more use. We're economically tapped out. We've run out of soldiers. We've run out of manufacturing. The weapons we're giving them aren't all that good, like the Osprey. So they've hopped over the border onto Canada, and Canada is their new best friend in the world. Israel has even said so while Harper was down there, despite all the money given to Israel by the American people, something like 50 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program in overt and covert assistance to Israel. Israel's out there saying Canada's their best friend in the world. U.S. used to be, but that was last week. You haven't done anything for us this week, so Canada's our new best friend. And let's see, interesting article over at Desert Peace. Canada's Harper needs a lesson in what Zionism really is. Just going on about how Harper is just absolutely, unabashedly pro-Israel, even at the expense of the Canadian people. But of course, if you even mention that Harper seems to be under the influence of Israel, Abe Foxman's going to scream, "You're being an anti-Semite again here." All right, we got another caller on the line, Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Mike. I'm going to change the subject on you now. You're talking about Harper?
Yeah.
And there's been times that you mentioned how the parasite changes host.
Yes.
I think America's pretty well bled dry, don't you?
I absolutely agree.
And what's
Israel's
deal?
Israel is just waddling off to the next victim to fasten their leech-like fangs into.
Well, what are your thoughts with their coalition with Saudi Arabia now?
I'm not sure how real that is. I mean, Saudi Arabia's sort of been playing, middle of the road between the various interests in the region. But I think a lot of the bashing we're seeing about Saudi Arabia is in preparation to its eventual conquest. Because remember, Saudi Arabia holds a huge amount of U.S. debt. And if the U.S. can come up with a reason to declare war on Saudi Arabia, they can just write all that debt off. Plus, Saudi Arabia and a lot of these other Arab nations are now selling oil to China for the yuan. They're not going through the dollar any longer because it's now clearly demonstrated the U.S. could not keep up their end of the petrodollar deal, which was to rein in Israel's aggressions. So the Arab oil nations are saying, well, the petrodollar deal is dead. We can sell our oil for any currency we want, and we want to go for a currency that actually has some backing to it, which is the yuan and Russia's ruble.
May I interrupt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I want to talk about George H. Bush.
Yes.
Back in Saudi Arabia, they found all this oil, and it was in sand, and it's easy to extract and all that kind of stuff. And I had a friend that was in the oil industry, and he said that George H. and a coalition of all of his buddies and stuff went and said, "We can give you a carpet of diamonds, or we can give you a carpet of bombs."
Actually, that was in regards to Afghanistan during the whole deal. Yeah, that was when, I think it was back in 1993, 94, there was that consortium of oil companies, which included Hamid Karzai, who's now the installed president of Afghanistan.
So am I mistaken about saying George H.?
Yeah, I think you are, because the deal was that when the Taliban took over following Charlie Wilson's war, the Taliban, which, by the way, the word just means students. It was a younger generation of college-educated kids became the government of Afghanistan. And the oil companies wanted to build a natural gas pipeline across Afghanistan to bring oil and gas from the Caspian Sea area down to a tanker terminal in India, in the Indian Ocean. And the Taliban said, we want this price for the pipeline right of way. And the oil company said, no, we don't want to pay that. You know, we want a discount here, you know, and we'll give you a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs if you don't play it our way. And the Taliban said, no, we know what this pipeline right of way is worth. So this oil company consortium went before Congress and said, we need a new oil company friendly government in Afghanistan. And that was the origin of the conquest of Afghanistan. So they go in, kick out the Taliban. The poppies are blooming and the oil companies got their pipeline right of way at the price they wanted to pay for it. Only cost a few hundred American kids in the process. And of course, Hamid Karzai, who went before Congress as a representative of UNOCAL, is now the president of Afghanistan.
Isn't that a shame?
Yep.
I mean, he went from president of oil company to the president of a company.
He wasn't even a president. He wasn't even a president. He was a consultant.
He was CEO, right?
No, he was just a consultant for UNOCAL. He was a mid-level consultant for UNOCAL. But he was there helping them go before Congress and argue for regime change in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of selling out, let's go back to Canada, if you don't mind. I'm going to get off the phone, okay? This guy... the Minister
Harper?
Of Canada, Harper? Yes, Harper.
Prime Minister, yes.
Okay, I was reading your website earlier, and you put his merit badge up there.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I have the same tattoo, but it's on the opposite side.
Okay, I got
you. So do me a favor and flop it around, and I'll send you a little token to put in your memory box, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. We'll definitely do
that. Okay, it's always a pleasure with you, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All righty, let's see. Now, getting back to the situation in Iraq, I touched on this earlier. It's not getting a huge amount of coverage in the American media, but it looks like the people of Iraq have had it with their U.S. puppet regime, and they're standing up. They've already taken over Fallujah, several other cities. The puppet government in Baghdad is now saying that this revolution, the Iraqi people, is so big and so well-armed, they could take Baghdad. Baghdad could fall to the Iraqi people. Horrors, we can't have that. Of course, the American corporate media say, oh, they're militants, they're Al-Qaeda, they're insurgents. No, they're not. They're the people of Iraq taking back their country, just like Libya is doing today, just like Iran did in 1979. The provinces are revolting. The empire is in decline. And it's going to be a very, very tough sell for the United States to get America willing to go back and reconquer Iraq. Didn't we just get out of there? Didn't George Bush have that mission accomplished banner on the aircraft carrier? Why do we have to send our kids back in there again? Which is why I think with all these problems, they're thinking about some kind of a really big false flag to just get Americans hating Muslims or get Christians hating Muslims, just something to whip up the fury so that people don't think clearly any longer before flinging their babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. I can just smell one coming. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh. Hear me at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh. Hear me at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to go off on a brief detour. I'm going to be coming back to what's going on over there in the Middle East. But there's a breaking story. First of all, apparently down in Mexico, two really dumb crooks acquired some of the stolen Target credit card information and tried to use it and were promptly arrested by the Mexican police without, I should point out, any assistance from the National Security Agency. And Fox News is now reporting everybody whose data was compromised in the Target data breach is now receiving bogus emails claiming to be from Target to sign in to their account with their information in order to receive free credit monitoring or whatever. So if you were a victim of the credit card attacks over the Christmas shopping season, and you get an email, be very, very careful about it. The scammers are out there. And again, another group of computer criminals the NSA couldn't find in a closet with a flashlight. They're completely, completely useless against real criminals and real terrorists. They are. They absolutely are. It's about watching you, the American people, to make sure you're not thinking bad thoughts about the government. Too late? We already are, and have been for quite some time. Now, getting back to the Middle East, it's just been announced Turkey just found high-grade oil on its border with Iraq. Boy, nothing gets a war going than finding good quality oil on a border with another country. They're going to start pushing the line on the map, so Turkey may go to war with Iraq. Another excuse for the U.S. to reinvade. We must protect Turkey's sovereign... No, wait a minute. They're both allies of the U.S. How does the U.S. get into this mess? On one side or the other. It's amazing. Turkish intelligence has confirmed more trucks from Turkey are entering Syria carrying weapons for the hired mercenaries. And, of course, this is embarrassing to Erdogan because back on January 1st, when a truck got stopped carrying weapons and it was about to be seized, the Turkish government, Erdogan's government, basically said this has to do with state security and let it go and don't look at these trucks. And so now it's been caught again. A lot of violence around the world today. Car bomb hits the Shiite suburb of Beirut, clearly an attack on Hezbollah. Gee, I wonder who would do that. Oddly enough, Reuters was reporting this as a suicide bomb. And we've seen that happen before, where bombings that we're told here in the U.S. is somebody with a suicide vest, and then we go over and look at the photos, and there's a bombed-out car there. Meanwhile, 16 people have been killed by a twin bomb attack at the Syria-Turkey border post. Maybe somebody dropped one of those illegal weapons off the truck, or maybe the Syrian people are just had it with Turkey smuggling weapons across. Down in Thailand, they've declared emergency martial law to deal with the protests that are happening down there. Goes into effect tomorrow, which is just a few hours away over there on that part of the globe here. So they're crushing down their population. Will the U.S. invade to protect democracy? Heck no, it's a friendly government here. It's a good day for the gun grabbers over at Widener University. A college student was shot, critically injured. Police are still looking for the suspect. They're making a point. This was not a random act of violence. Apparently, the shooter did intend to shoot this one particular student. So that's where that one is. Meanwhile, over at Purdue, there was a report of shots being fired at the electrical engineering building on campus. Students were asked to shelter in place, which isn't that what you normally do? You need the government to say, get under your desks and hide in closets and stuff? The government really thinks you're stupid. Oh, there's gunshots being fired around me. What should I do? I don't know. I will wait for the government to tell me what to do. Very absurd situation. Supposedly one person's in custody. Police are continuing to look. Now then, even the corporate media is having to acknowledge that another record cold freeze snowstorm is slamming the United States again, coming down out of the Arctic. You know that place that all the carbon Nazis said was going to be ice-free? And it isn't. And the cold is coming on down. 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Foot of snow expected on the East Coast. Government offices are being shut down. They're calling it Winter Storm Janus. And it is severe enough where the corporate media can't pretend it's not happening. Remember, earlier in the week we were reporting where members of Congress were prevailing on the corporate media to report stories of global warming and pay no attention to this snow and ice stuff. You'll just give those deniers ammunition, those horrible climate deniers. They're the same people who deny the Holocaust and deny Obama's divinity, so forth and so on. Over in Illinois, it's really hitting. The lake effect snow is just absolutely slamming Chicago right now. Interesting little headline. This is over from NBC saying the winter storm will go bananas across the Northeast, which I guess is a new superlative for a severe weather winter storm. Bananas. Well, bananas are tropical fruit, so as long as we get tropical in there, we can still say it's global warming causes the cold weather here. We were talking last week about how the last hard freeze that hit the United States had produced an energy emergency in the state of Ohio. In fact, the governor of Ohio has declared an energy emergency. They are burning up their heating oil and natural gas faster than they can get new supplies in. And apparently the emergency has now extended into northeast Indiana. They're running out of all the heating fuel and propane down there. Meanwhile, there was a very interesting story here regarding the purchase down in Tampa, Florida, of two new snowplows. And the tone of the article was out there trying to say, oh, come on, this is ridiculous. We don't need snowplows in Florida. Yeah, you do. There's been snow falling down there. I think the people of Tampa are realizing that this whole global warming nonsense has run its course. And yes, solar output is at a 100-year low. We are heading into a new modern minimum. And yeah, those snowplows will be needed eventually. And they're making the right decision here. So we're going to be looking for the headlines for snow in Tampa. Remember, during that last slam, they had snow falling on the pyramids of Egypt for the first time in 100 years. By the way, I just got an email that just really, really lit up my morning here. And it says, a week or two ago, you mentioned the book State of Fear. Well, I found a good deal on eBay and snagged it for $2.62. I just got a message from the seller. He can't mail the book right away because of a bad snowstorm. I love the irony of that one. Now, something you've probably seen in the news over the last weekend, in an attempt to negate the psychological impact of the freezing cold ice and snow that's hitting all over the northern hemisphere, because it's not just the United States. They're getting record low temperatures in Sweden and Norway, and the European ski resorts are having a banner year because they got to open a month early. Same thing in the United States. And there's this story that's been floating on about a record heat wave in the Australian outback. It's a record heat wave. See, global warming is still there, and don't let the snow and ice fool you. And from down in Australia, we're getting word that, as you know, heat waves in the Australian outback, that's normal, which is what I said. I've been to Australia, and I know what the outback is like. And there are always heat waves going on there in summer, which is where it's summer in Australia, and they get heat waves. And it is also a lie that this is a record-setting heat wave, because it is nowhere near close to the temperature record set in 1896. Let's see, we had here 1897, 1891, 1892, 1901, 1903, 1906. So this idea that it's a record heat wave in Australia is an absolute fabrication. It's a heat wave, and they get them there. It is not a record heat wave. Once again, these carbon Nazis are just trying to lie to you to keep their little carbon Nazi scam going, because they need you to pay carbon taxes now that Obamacare is cratered. They want you to buy carbon credits because they're going to make all kinds of money doing to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity. And, of course, for the federal government, they don't need another huge embarrassment of having absolutely blown this call. After all the other lies, lying about the climate could be the final blow against this government's credibility. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We'll be right back.